Good morning. My name is Greg Frank. I'm the hearings officer for hearing case number 3160128. It is a little bit after 10:30 in the morning, and that is on July 11, 2016. We're in room 3000 on the third floor of 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. This is a case where a Mr. Randy, or a Randy B. Besser, is appealing a Portland Bureau of Transportation letter, and I will talk about that shortly. I would note for the record that we do not have anyone here at the hearing, and it is a little after the 10:30 start time, and we have sent a hearing notice to the appellant. It has not been returned based on what I see on the exhibit list. I'm going to check with the clerk and find out what contacts we've had with Besser.
We have not heard from the appellant.
All right, I'm going to find that notice of the hearing was properly mailed to the appellant, that we have not heard since the filing of the appeal, and therefore I will find that Besser has failed to appear. In this particular case, exhibit number one, and in fact, I think what I'll do right now is I'll admit exhibits one through and including 11 into the record, just simply for the purposes of expediency. I'd like to turn to exhibit number one. That is a document completed by Besser and requesting the appeal hearing. And it basically contests that he was issued, or she was issued, Miss Besser was issued a document from PBOT in error. Exhibit number two is a copy of the document which is being allegedly appealed in this case, and it is a June 6, 2016 letter from Mark Williams on behalf of the Portland Bureau of Transportation to Uber partner Randy Besser. And I would note for the record that in the upper right-hand corner we have a statement that says notice of proposed, and then in red, warning, and then underneath that it says in right below, opportunity to request hearing. I reviewed the code, which is referenced in 1640-260 and other sections of Title 16, and the hearings office has jurisdiction to hear transportation for hire appeals, but the hearings office does not have a jurisdiction to review proposed warnings. And that means that Ms. Besser is going to have to undertake either undertake an administrative review if possible, but until a final decision is issued by the city, by the Portland Bureau of Transportation, this office has no jurisdiction. I will therefore find that this case must be dismissed on the fact that the hearings office lacks jurisdiction. I will issue an order accordingly, and we'll close the hearing.
Thank you.